Today we're supposed to be doing Kuf Gimel Halacha Yud Dalet. And I'm sure you paid attention that we didn't do Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Yud Beis is going to sort of slip in someplace in today's year. It's going to sort of fit in, you'll see. I'm not going to read that in. It's a very unusual case that would, to me, not negate to Halacha Maisa. And Halacha Yud Gimel, we actually spoke about, you probably remember, before Pesach 3 years ago. Halacha Yud Gimel is a shayla about a thing called Reitz V'Kiyumai. It has to do with whether, again to us, was whether Pesach hotels allowed to buy pizza before Pesach and save it for after Pesach. Certain questions like that. There's a whole to do about what's called Reitz V'Kiyumai, which actually comes under the din that's right here in Halacha Yud Gimel. So I'm not going to tell you what it said there, because it's already, I'm sure you will remember. Okay, we'll get the Halacha Yud Dalet. Not yet. Halacha Yud Dalet. Hachatzanim v'hazogim shalav dikham. The chatzanim zogim. We've been talking about all these different things that you make from the leftovers from making wine. So chatzanim zogim, the peels and the pits of non-kosher wine. V'chein shimer yayin shalahem, and also the shmarim, that the leftovers, after you take the wine out of the barrel, what's left over. Tarchu b'ischaj asurim ba'ana. You're not allowed to use them, because there are some other wine, so you're not allowed to use them during 12 months. V'lachir b'ischaj, once they've dried out, mutar mafil v'achila, however, remember in the early halachas we had this thing called temed, which is they would pour water over the shmarim and the chatzanim in order to make some beverage out of it. We spoke about it then. So you have to have washed them all first to get rid of the end of plus 12 months. No matter what the usher, anyhow. Now that part, that whole din about whether you have to rinse it off, and when you have to rinse it off, we're going to wait for Halacha Tezayin, where there's an exception to that rule, which is a Halacha L'maisa, a very Halacha L'maisa case in Halacha Tezayin. So we're going to wait for that. Okay? But it said here that these things are usher, the Chatzanim and Zagim and Shmarim are usher themselves, unless you wait 12 months, and you rinse them off. Okay, so the Ramah says, V'zeh l'mari el b'chatzanim shal yayin nesach. That's only true if the Chatzanim came from Yayin Nesach. What does that mean? But if you got the chatzanim out before you did hamshacha, okay, now hamshacha is going to be a halacha yitzayin. We've talked about it a bunch of times that when you squeeze grapes, the grapes that what you squeeze is not wine, and a guy could touch it. There's nothing; it doesn't have any dim of wine. But it only becomes wine when you do hamshacha. When you separate liquid from solid, that's when it becomes it has a dim of wine. Okay, so we're going to talk about it. We get to halacha yitzayin. I've been working on a popsicle stick project for you to show you what it means. I've been working on it all with all the motors and on my block. A project, you'll see, wait till we get there. No, I've been working on it. My summer fun. But if you got the seeds out before you did Hamshacha, if you realize it, so that means you squeeze the grape, so you have grape juice mixed with all the junk mixed into it. It's not wine yet. So if you took the Chatzanim before you did Hamshacha, then to moisture inspire, like it's going to be explaining halacha yitzayin, then and not sure, then they're not usher because it was wine. What?
Is there a chiddush in that?
Is there a chiddush? Yeah, we're going to talk about that today. Yeah, okay. V'chein elu. Well, we're going to talk about v'chein elu shedarchem ha'anavim b'chavis. Those people who crush the grapes in a barrel. Point being is that there's no hamshacha. You crush them in a barrel. There's no way for the liquid separate from the solid because it's all in one big barrel. As much as you crush, they're going to stay mixed together. Alfa pisha yayin saf aleim l'mayla. Even though the liquid floats to the top. That's not considered hamshacha, and then mutarim because it was no hamshacha. Okay, so we have here this din here that the seeds are usher, except under specific situations. You got to before hamshacha, or you rinse them and dry them. Basically, the seeds and all these other pieces are usher. Okay, so the in past bunch of years, people have come up with three things that I'm going to talk about at the beginning, and then one at the end. One, the other thing at the end is not so new, but the three things that are sort of new are things that could be made out of grape seeds. Okay, so I told you the title is going to be grape seed extract. One of them is called grape seed extract. I'll tell you what that is in a second. And the other two are, I can't even pronounce it, it's called enocyanina. Everybody just calls it eno. Okay, and another thing called grape color extract. Okay, what are those three things? Grape color extract.
Color?
Grape color extract.
Grape seed oil.
What?
Grape seed oil.
That's going to be at the end. I'm going to talk about that. That's at the end. I'm going to talk about that. You missed that. We did that already. Okay. So grape seed extract is that they found that people who drink wine in moderation people who drink red wine have all kinds of health benefits. They live long, I don't know, whether their hair grows long, I don't know. So they have all kinds of health benefits to drinking red wine. So they said, Makatoma, that drinking red wine is good for you and not drinking white wine, what could it be? So they figured, they know, because the way you make red wine, as opposed to white wine, is that you let the peels and the pits sit in the juice, and the color leaches out of them. So there must be something in those pits, or the peels, that's the thing that makes you healthy. So they decided it's that chemical, they point out a specific one, so they extract that from the seeds. They say, so what do we have to drink wine for? I can just make it into a little pill, and I'll get all the stuff, the good stuff, and I'll put it into a pill, and you'll eat that. So they made something called grapeseed extract. So they take seeds from white wine, meaning seeds that have not given over their whatever this great thing is into the liquid.
Seed gives the color too, the red wine.
Yeah,
not seed, the shell.
Seed and peel. Seed and the peel give the color. So let's get the good thing out of it. Let's get the good part out of the seed, and then we'll put it to a little pill, and you could drink, you have it like that, and you don't have to drink wine. Okay. So that's called grapeseed extract. There's a health type product, a purported health product. The other two, Eno and grape color extract. Those are colors that are taken out of these things. Okay, there's an official legal definition, but they're very similar to each other. They're colors that are taken out of grape seeds. And the question is whether you can get those from seeds made from trafe grapes. Sorry, seeds made from trafe wine. Okay, you go to a wine production, there's zillions of seeds left over. Can you take those seeds and use them to make these things? Okay. Okay, so this question came up, I don't know first, but it came up about 20 years ago, and the OU's Poiskim said, no problem, you can make the grapeseed extract out of the seeds from trafe wine. And I said, very simple reason why. They said, look, a piece of wood is not usher. The only thing that's usher is wine. Seeds are not wine, seeds are just wood. So we just had a din that seeds are wine, that seeds are usher, and we have all these din about seeds being usher. Well, that's because how can it be usher? What can a seed? A seed is not wine. How can a seed be usher? So it must be that the reason why it's usher is because the seeds were used in making a wine where the seed was kavushed inside the liquid. And since it was kavushed, it absorbed tam from the wine. So it's not usher itself. It can't be usher. It's just a piece of wood. Just a piece of fruit. It can't be usher. It must be that it was usher through kavush. Well, the grapeseed extract is, of course, made from things that are not covered. So that's the whole point, is you get them out right away, and you preserve that magic chemical that's in the grapeseed, you preserve that, and you get it out. So as long as it comes from white wine, which it always will, for people who are making white wine, you're good, because it'll never be covered. Okay?
Why would it always be from white wine?
Because, the chachma here is, the red wine already had this stuff leached into it, and therefore, you can't get it out of the seed anymore. It's gone. It's in the red wine.
It's there.
It went out. So if you want to get it from people to get the stuff out of it, you have to get it from people making white wine. So the people who make grape extract, that's what they do. They buy seeds from people making white wine. So if you can do those seeds, so the seeds are always be kosher, will be good. Because the seeds, it's just a piece of wood, it's just a piece of tree, and since it's a piece of a fruit, there's nothing wrong about it. It didn't have covers. These did not have covers, so you would be good. Okay? That's what they said. Now, a number of people were not so happy with that side. And a couple of years later, it made its way. It made a few stops, but it made its way. A few people agreed with OU also, but it made its way to Rav Shlomo Miller. Rav Shlomo Miller told them that they're all wrong. Okay, he said, "You guys, you're all wrong." Okay, and he wrote a whole bunch of raya's that are not true. Okay, and before I skip to the end, the OU's Peskim, he wrote them a letter. He wrote them a letter explaining why he thought they were wrong. And they bought it. They accepted it. He's right. And they therefore changed it that you could only make the grape seed extract out of seeds either came from kosher wine, that's fine, you can do it from there, or you could follow this whole process that the Mechaber said. You could tin them, and then you could dry them off. There's a process. The Mechaber just said, hey, you could take seeds from trafe wine and make them kosher. The Mechaber just told them what you have to do that. So you could do it then also, that's fine. Or you get from kosher.
And then the tempeh is kosher, not the
No. Tin them means that you were tin them to clean them off and get everything away from them. Now you just left with the seed and you dry it out. Then you can eat the. Then you can use the seed, or you can make something out of the seed. So that's what you can do. One of those things. Yes. Or you could take out. Yeah, but if once you say something like that. Now that means is we now have to have a person at this winemaking. So that's what they're trying to avoid. Of course, that's like saying you get it from kosher wine. We can go to a kosher wine company and take
Jesus.
Because
it's just a very simple step.
Okay, but no, you have to make sure there's no hamshacha. You have the same hashkacha as you would in a kosher wine place. Okay, so it's true. There are ways to do it, but essentially they had originally said you could take it from Treif wine factory, which made it very easy to make grapes in extract. You just get any seeds, it only came from white wine, and then they switched it. No, you can't. Okay. So what Shlomo had, if I am counting correctly, five riots. I'm going to tell you three of them. Okay, and the first riot, he said it's like partial that it's not true, and they accepted. The first one comes from our din. That's what I'm telling you now. The first one comes from Arama. The Rama said, this that the Mechaber said, you now use seeds from the grapes of Treif wine, he says, that's talking about if the seeds were there after Hamshacha. He says, but what happens if you got the seeds out before Hamshacha? Then the seeds are kosher, like he was just mentioning. If you get the seeds out before Hamshacha, it's kosher. Well, what's the implication? If you didn't get the seeds out before Hamshacha, then as soon as Hamshacha happens, the seeds are osher. He didn't say, it's mutter if you get it out within 24 hours. If you get it out before Hamshacha, then you're good. If you don't get it before Hamshacha, then it's no good. Even though it just happened for a second. As soon as the Hamshacha happens, then the seeds are osur. It's only if you get it out before the Hamshacha, then it's okay. So it's like, in other words, the seeds are osur even from the very beginning. As soon as you make Hamshacha, the whole thing is osur.
They said that's only by 24 hours.
No, but the Rama didn't say that.
But the Rama
doesn't say. The Rama says it's only usher if there was a hamshacha. If there was no hamshacha, then you're good.
No, that's not.
So Shlomo brought a right. They accepted the right. We can talk about that.
When you start hamshacha, all the wine is usher.
Yes. That's what they see. When you
dribble down,
correct. The whole hamshacha doesn't. It's not ounce by ounce. Once there is hamshacha, everything is usher. You're gonna wait till my popsicle sticks. You'll see. You'll see my popsicles.
No, I'm very excited about it. I think they're making okay with Pasha Tomorrow. It's very logical.
No, I think it's the other way around.
It's not Pasha Tomorrow.
It's very logical.
The Mechaber said, seeds are usher. The Rama says, except if you get it out before Hamshacha. Except if you get it out before Hamshacha, then you're good. Otherwise, it's no good. Okay, second riot is, you're saying that this has to do, the reason is because it's going to be awesome because of coverage. All the dinam of Chatzan
is white.
I'm going to come to it in a second. Give you a second. Just pause. You're going to tell me all the reasons things are because of coverage. Shlomo says, really? Well, it's a Mishnah that says that Chatzan are awesome. Okay, this din that Chatzan are awesome, the whole idea that they're awesome is a Mishnah. And Rabbi Yechanan, who's an Amara, doesn't hold of coverage. So what's he going to say? How is he going to say the Mishnah that says that Chatzan are awesome? How could they ever be awesome? If you don't hold of coverage, how could they ever be awesome? Okay. And his third riot, now, his third riot is going to help, he says, is going to help us understand why it should be. So why isn't it correct that it's a piece of wood? Well, I said it's just a fruit. Okay, if you eat an apple, it's not usher. So what's usher about these great pits? So the Shulti Yivarim in Avodah Zarah, says that the reason why the Chatzanim and Zagim are usher is because Shehem min HaPri Atzmai. Okay, so someone had two ways to explain what that means. Okay, either Shehein and Apri Atzmai means is that since the part of the fruit, the taka not wine, but since the part of the fruit, when Chazal asked wine, they asked all the parts of the wine. Okay, they said not just the liquid part of it, but everything connected to that wine, all those things that are wine are considered. So Shehein and Apri Atzmai means is the Chazal asked everything in the fruit.
Sign about Zohar.
Midrabana? Well, Midrash is no such thing. Midrash is the only thing you have poured from Avodah Zarah. You have to pour from Avodah Zarah. You pour apple juice from Avodah Zarah. It's also awesome. There's nothing special about wine.
Seeds in that wine.
So if you pour a liquid, okay, let's say you pour Lego in front of Avodah Zarah, it would also be awesome. It doesn't have to be wine. So if you pour... Okay, so we'll put Lego. Okay, we pour apple juice. Okay, let me. So if you pour liquid with seeds in it... Of course, yes, because you put it in front of Avodah Zarah. So, no, he's Stam Yayin. He's the Asher and Stam Yayin. Because for the Issid Torah, it doesn't have to be wine. If anything gets poured. So if this got poured, it got poured. It doesn't
have to be a liquid.
Okay, I don't know about it. Okay, his other chat was that there is a certain amount of wine left behind in the seed, as we saw in the dinner before in the Temed, that there's something you can get wine out of there. Even if you just have seeds left, you can make a wine type beverage out of it. means there's something in the seed that's wine-like. So just like the thing's going to be, that if you touch one part of the wine, the whole wine becomes usher. So also, there's like the wine that's in there is usher. It's not the fruit, it's not the seed per se that's usher, but the seed includes within it pieces of wine, and therefore that's what's becoming usher. Okay? It's the, so to speak, wine in the seed that's usher, not the seed per se. Okay. So that doesn't have to come kavush. It's in there already. It's in there already, like in the dinner of 10, but it's already in there. So once it's in there already, so it's included, and when you touch the wine, the whole thing becomes usher. Now, so that means to say is, the idea, the where the original psak had come from was that this is just a piece of wood. It's not true. This thing is actually usher itself. And this part, this angle of the shayla came to us a few years ago. They had a company who applied to make, they were making grape seed flour. Okay, I don't know what you do with that. But basically, grind up grape seeds. Okay, you grind up grape seeds. Okay, so grinding up grape seeds is an example. The mouth of the Machaber said, "Al chatan v'azog v'shod b'chom are usher." If you want to eat them yourself, I don't know why anybody occurred to them to try to eat that. But that's what these people were making. We don't make them do it. Okay, they wouldn't let them do it. Okay, so this is a first try to say that the grape seed extract should be mutter even from trefoil. This idea that maybe you need coverage, and in the end, they said, "No, it's not true." That's one. The two other ideas were brought up to say why it should be mutter, even if it comes from Trefoil. Second was this. We're going to see, what we've mentioned, it's already come up today, that once you do Hamshacha, if you touch one part of the wine, the whole wine becomes usher. It like, so to speak, spreads. Okay? There's even those who talk about it, like, it spreads from one part to the other, and when you touch one part, the whole thing becomes usher. Well, there's a sefer called Zichron Yosef. Okay, I also never heard of it. From someone who said... Someone in the 1700s, Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt, from 1700. I also never heard of it. I probably don't see believe it, except that the Piskachuva brings a lot of parts of it. The Piskachuva here brings a number of things, not this part, I don't think, but a number of things out here in the Piskachuva. So the Sefer Zichron Yosef says, that's only true that it spreads in the wine part of it, but it doesn't spread to the seeds. But when touching it, only spreads to the wine. It doesn't affect the seed part of it. So if you take that at face value, that doesn't affect
the seed.
No, because when the Ramah said seeds are usher, is because the guy touched the seeds also. Okay, but if he just touched the wine, it doesn't spread to the seeds. Okay, so where is it? So that's what, at face value, that's what it says. But that's not what he means. Okay, that's not what he means. He says, of course, if he touches the wine, it spreads to the seeds, and all these dinim over here all sound like that it becomes usher, so like part of everything else, it has a regular dinim of everything else. That's not what he means. The case that he was talking about was the case that this Zichron, Sefer Zichron Yosef was talking about was Yidden made wine. They made plain kosher wine. Okay? And everything was made perfectly the way it was supposed to be. Then they took the seeds again afterwards. They made a second, tried to get more juice out of the seeds a second time. And the second time that they did it, there was a shiloh about what happened to the seeds. Okay? The shiloh was on the second version around. So Shechta says, well, the second time around, there's obviously much less wine absorbed here also. That has to do with halacha and yud beis. At a certain point, we say, is there so little left? If a guy touches it, it's going to be bottle. Okay, and that's why he was being maker because of bittul. Well, the case that the sefer is talking about was like that, and there's mashmois within the sefer. I didn't put it on the screen, but there's mashmois within the sefer that's what he means. That he's only being maker because it's bottle, and it has to do with halacha and yud beis that we didn't start. Okay, I have to just tell you that's what Shachar said, and Shachar said he did not therefore think that was a riot. You have to tell you, the other part of the Shuvah, the part that's in shorter version, says that the reason why it doesn't go to the seeds is because Shari Einer Roy L'Nisuch. Okay? That doesn't sound like it's only on the second time around. Einer Roy L'Nisuch sounds like, well, you can't pour seeds, right? That's what he was telling you, but you can't pour seeds. Okay, but the other parts of it that are mashma, that he's only talking about in his special case, he's only making a special case, and that which is good for like what Yossi was saying, which is like all the other din about Chatanim were assuming that it just has the regular din of everything else. It comes also together. Okay. But that second reason, that second side, leads us to a third side, which is more solidly grounded. And that comes from Kiv Asher Padua. He wrote in a journal, I've seen the printed version, I don't know which chelik is it. There's a Babav journal called Eitz Chaim, which he printed this in. He wrote, and so in there he has a reason why he thinks this should be, but if I understand correctly, he actually gives Hashkacha to it, based on this. It's going to be, what you're going to hear is going to be similar to what Zichron Yosef says, but it's a little more deeper than that. Okay. And he said it like this. He says, I went to the companies that make the seeds for grape seed extract. Okay. And what I found out is that in order to make grape seed extract, without grapeseed oil, which we'll talk about quickly in a few minutes, without getting grapeseed oil, they have to use a very specific process to get to squeeze those grapes. Meaning, they have to squeeze the grapes in a special hydraulic press that works in whatever I missed all of the explanation, some special way that the seeds come out of there in a way that creates only grapeseed extract instead of extract mixed with oil. Okay? So for their purposes, in order to make the grapeseed extract, they only get grapes from companies, or at least the ones he's visited, the ones he's dealing with, buy from companies that are doing a very specific process.
Companies that are making wine.
The people making grapeseed extract buy from people who are making wine in a specific way.
Why are they doing it in a specific way?
I don't know if they're doing it for their own reasons, or they're doing it because they want to sell it later to you. Whatever the reason is, but they only buy from certain people. He says, I'm not sure that everybody does it this way. The people he's dealing with, he went to see the people who they buy from, and that's what they were doing, and this was their hesitant for why they do it. There's another manufacturer he doesn't know. But then the people who he was dealing with, that's what they do. And he said they do it in this press. And when the seeds come out of the press, the press is really efficient, and the seeds come out with no liquid on them at all, completely dry. He said he put a napkin onto it, and comes out completely dry. I'll explain to you the significance of that in a second. So, in the hamshacha is happening in the press. Okay, now it's obvious that in the press, no one's touching it. Okay, because the press is a hydraulic press. You know, if you put your hands in there, you don't touch anything again ever. So he's not touching anything. So he said, there's three ways that the wine could become usher. And for each one of them, he has a halachic explanation for why it's not usher. Okay, here goes like this. The first is, well, the guy didn't touch the wine, but there's another way to make wine usher. You can't make wine usher. Wine doesn't only become usher by touching it, it also becomes usher through kaychay. We'll see that in the later halachic chafal. We're going to see about that. That kaychay, if he moves the wine, if the wine moves because of him, then it makes it usher also. So he says, let's say it's kaychay. He's not convinced, but he says, let's say it's kaychay that I push the button that makes the press squeeze out the grapes. He says, in which case, then kaychay should be usher. However, if you look at the shach, who's really coming from the Ramah there in halachic chafal, says, Kaychay only answers the part that was actually moved. The part that was not moved, the part that didn't get pushed to the other place, doesn't get asr. By touching, or when you make hamshacha, the whole thing becomes asr. But when you make it asr through kaychay, you'll be in halacha chaval. When you make it asr through kaychay, it only answers the part that left. The part that didn't move doesn't become asr. So in our case, the part that went out of the press, the part that pushed out, that would be stam yayin. We don't hear about that. The part that's left behind that didn't get moved by the press, that part is okay.
How do you normally do it, Shabbat? Isn't it? What a guy, somebody sticks his hands in and he pushes them all like that. You make it all up.
So two things. First of all is, you're probably not remembering that in Halacha Tess, in Europe, we had different ways that you could squeeze grapes out. And I'm going to tell you again, you're going to wait for my project to come and you'll find out how you make it. Okay. So watch
the question. Actually,
okay.
What?
So what's the question negated to?
In those
days they didn't do hamshacha with hydraulic press.
So the Ramah says
that if the guy does his hamshacha without touching it, then only stuff that leaves his arse and the stuff that's left behind is not arse.
Every winery nowadays, the grape seeds which are left in the original container
should be mulched. So, give me a second. So he says, the seeds in this case are going to be mulched because no one touched them. Okay?
Not unique to hydraulic press.
So far, it's not unique to hydraulic press, right? So far. Next, he says, okay, so the seeds are mulched. He says, okay, so the seeds didn't become usher through kaychay. He says, but there's another thing. As soon as they open up the press, now we've got to take the seeds out. Okay, so now when they open up the press, now the guys are going to touch the seeds to get them out. So very nice that the guy didn't push the juice out of it, but that's fine. So that second didn't come usher yet. Okay, so a minute later it's going to become usher. As soon as you open up the press, number two, he opens up the press and then he scoops out all the seeds. Now it'll become usher. He's touching them. So he says, well, if you look at the din by the din of Hamshacha, it says that it talks about how the seeds become usher. He says, if the din is, it has to be that the seeds are still wet. It has to be tefeach hamnasa, not even just wet. Tefeach hamnasa tatfiach. Wet enough to make something else wet. Okay, so So they're all us in that case. He says, so in a normal place, when you crush grapes, what's left when the seeds come out, the seeds are still moisture on them. They're not perfect bone dry. He says, but in my case, the press that we're using, they come out bone dry. He says, there's not a drop of liquid on them. He says, I put a napkin on them, they were completely dry. So even though touching the seeds would make the moisture, but touching the seeds only make the moisture if there's some moisture on the seeds. Yes?
If I understand correctly, that drop press is squeezing emerging from it. That means that
process
is pushing down
the seeds. Yes.
So it is moving.
So that's without him touching it. So you mean did it make it move them from here to here? Yeah. Okay, so that's a good question. That's a fair question. But back to the Rama said that was mother. Rama was also the guy was pressing grapes, right? Something tucked them in between them. And the part that so they left behind over here. Now Shaka is like when they separate and the fact that they moved from here to here wasn't enough to do. I'm not sure. It's a fair question. I thought about it, but the Rama says it. That's it. Now, so he says, okay, so that's why the hydraulic press is important over here, because it makes them, he says they come out dry, they're not a drop of liquor. The last thing is, okay, so when we press the grapes, the seeds didn't come out, sir. When we scooped out the grapes, they didn't come out, sir. He says, wait a second, but then we take the grapes, what do we do then? How do we get out the grape seed extract? We take these seeds, and we put them into water, or some other solvent, I think it's water, they put it into water, and they draw out the extract that we're trying to get out of this thing. Okay, well, then we're making tannin. That was a dinner before that. If you make tannin out of things, then it's also. So let's say it's not also when you press it in. Let's say it's not also when you scooped it out. But let it be also when you make the finished product. So that, he says, if you look back there, I don't know if it was Tess or Yud, it said there, if you might remember, there were three types of tannin, three levels of how they were made, and one of them was the one that's the most cow is netzru begagel. They were made by the wine was made by squeezing it mechanically, okay, not hydraulically, but begagel. You use a more serious way to press it out, meaning a lot of juice kicked out of it. And the thing over there was the tamid that you make from those seeds. That tamid is only usher if for every 3 ounces of water that you put in, you get out 4 ounces of tamid comes out of there. So he's making an assumption, which is probably correct, that for every 3 ounces of liquid you put in, you get out 3 ounces. You don't get 4 ounces. And therefore, the Mechaber said there, it's only also as temet if, in this kind of a case, if you put in 3 ounces, you get out 4 ounces. If you put in three and get out three, it's not also. He says, so it's not temet also. Okay? So that's a fair argument. I just mentioned is, at that time, you may remember, I said, Rav Shechta said, that din that you have to put in three and get out four, is only if you're going to use the temet at single strength. But if you can go ahead and concentrate the temet down to just the wine element of it, he says, then it doesn't make sense. He says, it only makes sense because the little bit of wine that's in there is diluted in the water. He says, that's fine if it's diluted in the water. But if I then get rid of all the water and just get the ichor of the wine, then it's not going to work. And of course, that's what happened here. That's what happened with the grape seed extract. They remove the extract through water. Let's say they threw water out of the seeds, and then they get rid of the water. You don't drink 10 gallons of this stuff. You boil out the water and leave just the ichor, just the grape seed extract. So, of course, the Rashi said, which makes sense, then you're not going to you're not going to get away by saying, I only put in three and got out three, and it's only us if I put in three and got out four, because in this case, since it's concentrated afterward, we don't get that cool to see it. Okay, so now, so that's what he said. And I mentioned this question, and we'll see what I haven't heard back from him yet. This last question I just said for Shachter, I mentioned this for Pardo, we'll see what he said. A part that we're not going to talk about is, I mentioned the grape seed extract and the color and the eno are all have the same shiloh to them, but the eno and the grape color extract have an extra shiloh we're not talking about, which is, okay, it's treif, assuming it's treif, and that we're using something, when could it be bottled on? When do we say chazus and milsa for those things? That's we're not going to talk about today. That's not our dinner. Okay. If you have patience, I'm going to quickly do grapeseed oil. Okay, if you don't have patience, I'll tell you this. Okay. I'm going to do it quickly. Okay? All these things we're talking about are these extracts that are made from the seed. Came along, however long ago the Chassam Sofer lived, probably around the same time as that other person, this is a progressive, and he said, and they had a shayla of grapeseed oil. Okay? Grapeseed oil is, it's an oil that's extracted from grapeseeds. It's not these extracts that are taken out, it's an oil like you can cook with it. So, the shayla was as if there is enough. Made from treif grapes, from the seeds, from a treif wine production, can you use, is that you allowed to use it oil or not? Okay? And nobody who talks about the Shaila, lots of people do, nobody who talks about the Shaila can talk about it. I'll talk about the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer talked about it first, and he said it was mutter. He says two reasons. Two reasons why it's mutter. Two angles of why it's mutter. He says, I'm going to say that. Okay. One reason he says is, he says, it's not wine. He says, what's coming out of here is oil. He says, a million people have tasted it, and it doesn't taste like wine, so this stuff is not wine. Okay? Now, that point that he said, that's the first one part of what he said. That part has to do with what Shlomo Miller said. If you remember, I told you Shlomo Miller said two reasons why the seed is usher. Either it's usher because the wine shaboy, the wine in the seed is usher, or the other reason was there's no wine in the seed, but once the Chazal asked the whole pre itself with it. Okay? According to that other way I told you that, they asked the whole pre, then this point of the Chassam Sefer is not going to work. Chassam Sefer says, it's not wine. It doesn't taste like wine at all. Nothing to do with wine. And Shlomo Miller says, I don't care if it's wine. It's seed. Seed would be usher. Okay. But the other thing he said, which is the more famous part, is that Chassam Sefer says, is that maybe he'll tell me, okay, it's not wine, but it comes from wine. He says, that doesn't make a difference because it's nishtana. It was first wine, and then it turned into oil. Wine and oil had nothing to do with each other, so it was nishtana. It went from being wine to being oil, so it's mutter. It was nishtana. And so that's why he said it's mutter, and that's the end, that's the shuv ends, and he's off. He's finished. It's mutter. So, we spoke about nishtana. This you probably don't remember, before Pesach of 2012, about Kidney Shishana. We talked a little bit about Chassam Sefer. And Lamaisa, in Halach Lamaisa, the Rosh Kachas, we actually, Rabbi Nihas and I banged into one this week, that are actually making grape seed oil as kosher based on the Chassam Sefer. Okay, we banged into it, however it came up, through someone who applied to us, and around that we came about trying to find someone kosher grape seeds, and we banged into this people who are making under a reputable hashgacha. The people who sell it, I don't know what they do. I don't know exactly what they do today. They might be doing it from kosher grape seeds. You don't have a way of knowing whether that is or is not. That's potentially why that's redone like that. But these people were making it not in a special production run for Pesach and things like that, but just a generic company that was making it, and they were making it based on the Chassam Sefer. I'm so happy that they have a reputable hesher, but they weren't doing it from kosher grapes. They for sure were not doing it from kosher grapes. Your person who you bought it for a Pesach may very well be doing it from kosher grapes. You know, a lot of people even some of the Chassam Sefer. Okay, so I'm going to tell you quickly six questions that people ask on the Chassam Sefer. Okay, six reasons to think that Chassam Sefer might not be right. Again, I'm telling you that Lamaisa, as far as I know, people are saying
Muhammad. Why wouldn't that be meant for the extract also?
So that was question number, I don't remember which one. But why would that be meant for the extract also? So, okay, that's not one of the questions. The difference is, the extract is saying, I'm getting wine out of this thing. I'm taking something out that, remember, why did they get extract? It belongs in red wine.
We isolate the extract. Does it look like wine? It tastes like wine?
So I don't know if it looks or tastes like wine, but the point is that they're trying to get something that belongs in wine. It's connected to wine. It's a wine type thing. It's a grape color. It's a color that belongs in the wine.
The oil is also an extract.
No, the oil is an extract, but the oil is a completely different thing than the wine.
You have to crush the whole seed to get the oil out. As opposed to an extract, if you soak it there, it leaches out. But you can't leach out the oil. You got to smush it to get the oil out.
Okay. I think most people didn't look at it that way. They saw the oil is a non-wine type thing, and the extract is, it's a wine. That's what it's supposed to be. Remember, think of what's going on. It's supposed to be in red wine. If I'm the red wine, I'm going to get out of the seeds from the white wine. So they're looking at it as it is wine as opposed to that. Okay, so here it is. First is, it's a machlekes in Aruch Chaim by Musk, whether nishtan is mutter or asher. So why is Chassam Sefer assuming that this is mutter? Okay, I'll tell you a question with a brief version of the answer. Okay, the over there, the Prima Galim in Aruch Chaim, it's in this halachas of Berachas Hareach, the Prima Galim says that this is a machlekes Rishonim, and you should be machmir for the devices that make up with the Rabbanim. And so this is the Rabbanim. That's why some service being made. It's the Rabbanim. Stam Yain, don't mess with the Rabbanim. Okay. Next is the Chassam Sefer himself in other tshuvas says you should be machir about nishtana. Okay. So then there's a whole to-do. People are arguing as to which of the tshuvas of Chassam Sefer is the real tshuva that he really meant it. Okay. Other tshuvas about other things he says you should be machir about nishtana. Okay. They think it's the real tshuva. Okay. A strong argument people make is this that nishtana is mutter. Only makes sense by Yisuri Achila. But if you have something that's Yisuri Hana, then how can Nishtana be mutter? You're having Hana from the thing. If I take something that's usher and I turn it to something else, then I had hanah from that thing. So it's if something is isuri hanah, then the shtana is not going to help you. Okay. So then there's one argument against that is the Magen Avraham says it even by isuri hanah, maybe by Hilchos Pesach, maybe he says it by isuri hanah. And the other is we're Ashkenazim are sort of bakel that stam yad is not usher hanah. So maybe Sfardim can't eat it, but maybe Ashkenazim can eat it. Okay. Another is this is a two-sided argument. One side is the oil is not ishtana. It's not ishtana. They didn't do anything different. They just squeeze it out. They just squeeze it out. So therefore, if they squeeze it out, then it's not ishtana. And the argument against that was, oh, punk fakir. What I said to you before, it wasn't ishtana. You're right, it wasn't ishtana. It wasn't wine either. It's a completely different thing. Okay. There's on the whole to do about whether you should say chanan. Is that chanan? Once it became usher, the seed is usher, and everything comes out of his usher. Okay. And last is, I think Pesach Yud talks about this, is if Nishtan is mutter, if Nishtan is a reason to be mekel, then why isn't brandy mutter also? Okay, it's also Nishtan. It goes from wine to this magical new product that's, you know, so from purple to clear, and then from wine to whiskey. Why isn't that Nishtan also? Okay, so we don't hear that so much. Why don't we hear that? Because to us, brandy is just concentrated wine, as opposed to this thing is not wine bakhlal, okay? This is not wine, this is wine, and this is oil, we have no shaykhs, and this is wine, this is concentrated wine. To us, we don't hear so much that question of why isn't that nishtana? To us, that's not nishtana, it's just concentrated. And then also things that I spoke about in 2012, but Pesach time there, of details within nishtana that might not apply to Basiyos.